Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Pella Youth Chorus, Joe Tungen, joins us on today's program to talk about the group that aims to introduce elementary age kids to the world of music. Well, Joe, we're here again. We talked about this a year ago, and it's something that has grown into quite the tradition for many music students here in the Pella community and beyond, really. The Iowa Youth Choir, the Pella Children's Choir here, is an out-branch group of that group, and really an opportunity, Joe, coming up starting this month that students can get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Pella Children's Choir has been around for about 20-some years, and I've been the director for the last 12 years. But it's a wonderful opportunity for kids that are in grades about 2nd through 6th grade, to be part of a choral experience. It's a great opportunity for them to kind of learn how to function in a choir, to have some wonderful concerts. We do some local concerts here. We have one at the Opera House coming up here in the fall. And then we also have, since we're affiliated with Iowa Youth Chorus, we have concerts in Des Moines where we put all the children together.
And so in terms of what this has looked like in years past, explain to our listeners, especially if they have kids those grades 2 through 6, what the experience really is for these kids in terms of rehearsal, the kinds of music they'll be singing, and the things they'll be learning in this group.
Yeah. So we meet on Monday nights from 6:45 to 8 o'clock, and it's open to anyone. There are no auditions for this. The only thing I ask is that you just contact me so I know your children are coming. There is a registration fee. It's $100 for the full year, and it's really a great deal because that covers the entire experience for the entire year. But the kids get to learn how to be part of a choir. We have, I think, on the calendar right now, 6 events/concerts. It gives the kids a chance to learn how to read music, sing in several different parts. The music that we sing is from various different cultures, different styles, but just a really wonderful experience to bring kids together and to develop those skills.
And you mentioned the learning part of it, and which is probably a pretty key aspect, especially for kids those age, because you look at Pella, especially at Pella and Pella Christian at the high school level and at the middle school level, very robust programs. So what's it like for you to see kids who have participated in children's choirs years past turn into the all-state choir singers or winning show choir or even translating into band when they get to high school?
I've seen a lot of kids that have come through the program over the last so many years that have come to me at the middle school as a middle school director and then on into high school and really just star singers. And a lot of it is, I think, because they develop a great love for singing at that younger age, but also develop some really good skills on technique and reading music. And once they get into middle school and high school, they're off and running.
Well, and you mentioned the choir aspect of it, too. It's not just about singing together, but it's about probably interacting with very different kids at different singing levels. So you may be the star singer or maybe your first time ever in terms of the kids that you're going to accept in the program. It's for any experience level.
That is a great point, you know, and we take all kids from no matter what level they're at. You know, we don't expect them to be perfect coming in. That's my job, is to teach them how to become great singers and to function well in a choir together.
And it's not just Pella community. You are a teacher here at Pella community, but it's open to anybody who's living here in the Pella area.
Yes, anywhere in the Pella area. We've had kids from Sully before. We've had kids from Knoxville. We've had some kids closer to Oskaloosa area. So, yeah, any kids in the area are welcome to be part of this group.
It's on your day of the first rehearsal and kind of your opening night coming up later this evening. So if people hear this and they want to be a part of that meeting, what should they bring and what are they going to learn tonight? And the registrations, though, will still be accepted beyond tonight, too.
Yes, registrations will be accepted through the entire month of September. So the deadline is October 1st. And so students are welcome to come in and join at any point this month. It'd be great to have them the first rehearsal so they can kind of get started together as a full group, but they can certainly join anytime this month. If your kids are interested in joining, you could do two ways. First of all, call my cell phone number, which is 507-360-9442, or email me, which is my last name, which is tangenjb@gmail.com.
And what time is the first rehearsal this evening if people want to show up and maybe call you ahead of time, but certainly show up and get their kid here?
Okay. So we rehearse from 6:45 to 8 o'clock. I will be there probably about 6 o'clock just in preparation. But if, 6:15, 6:30, if they'd like to show up and are interested, that'd be great. We also have a parent meeting at 7:45 that night. So the kids are going to sing from 6:45 to 7:45. And then we're going to have a parent meeting where you can get the rest of the information for me. So we're going to be at Second Reformed Church, which has been our home for many years, there at 6:45.
Once again, that was director of the Pella Youth Chorus, Joe Tungen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.